For 3 decades now, Paul Hochfeld has been an emergency room doctor. And the longer he does his job, the madder it makes him.
I just knew that we had this really sick healthcare system, and I just find myself doing all sorts of tests on people for all sorts of reasons, some of which has to do with me just covering my bottom in case I get sued. And I just knew that we were over-treating people, especially as people were getting a little older and we were actually keeping them alive to suffer longer.
So he decided to make a documentary film to show everyone the problems he saw within the healthcare industry. But the more he studied its inner workings, the more he realized the crux of the matter lay just outside of healthcare itself, with the health insurance industry.
We don't have a healthcare system. We have a health insurance system. And to the extent that it's a system at all, it's designed to service the insurance companies. And the insurance companies add 20 to 25% to total cost without adding anything to the quality of the product.
In fact, Hochfeld charges, insurers are skimming that cost from the healthiest portion of the population, working adults, while American taxpayers bear the brunt for virtually all the groups whose care is more costly.
The taxpayer pays for the old people. The taxpayer pays for the disabled and the poor people. The taxpayer pays for the vets. And then the rest of the population are divided into the employed and the unemployed. And employed people get their health insurance through the workplace, and since it's tax deductible, insurance companies actually get a tax subsidy to be the middleman for the healthy people.
And the rest of the workforce, those who are either unemployed or uninsured, often wind up seeking treatment at emergency rooms, so their costs are shared between the group with health insurance and, once again, taxpayers. But if we were to think of all those health care costs as a direct tax, Hochfeld suggests we could get better results for the same money or less.
We already have this health tax. We don't pay it to the government. We pay it to insurance companies. But if we were to just pool all of the money that everybody's spending on health care and put everybody into the same risk pool, since we're all paying for everybody anyway, and then we actually decide where we're going to spend and how we're going to spend our money to get better health, we could save 20 to 25% of all health care dollars for the amount of services people are getting right now.
Hochfeld's film, Health, Money, and Fear, has been widely shown over the past year, including a broadcast earlier this month on KRCB-TV. But in an effort to reach an even wider audience, he's taking his show on the road, a journey that brings the mad-as-hell doctors to Santa Rosa for 2 days this week. First, there will be a free screening of Health, Money, and Fear at Third Street Cinemas in Santa Rosa tomorrow night, followed by a public forum at Santa Rosa Junior College Thursday evening at 7.
We show part of the film, and the doctors get up one at a time and explain why we're mad as hell, what we think the problems are that aren't being addressed. There's a question and answer period so people can understand whatever they're confused about. And then we give the people that attend an opportunity to get up for 60 seconds and tell their neighbors why they're mad as hell.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.